Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, play WFAN.
One here on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney. All right, so Dan Quinn ain't coming here. And no. I don't think that that'll really keep Giant fans up late at night. He was not high on the list of priority, I think, in terms of the emotional meter that you try to gauge. There's no real accurate way to do that, but just based on, you know, the Daboll love, the Flores love, but things are moving. So Hackett's with Denver. He's the former OC for Green Bay. The Bears are going with Matt Eberflus, the DC from the Colts. Mm-hmm. The Jags, it looks like they're going to go with Leftwich, the OC for Tampa. And here is the tweet from Tom Pelissero that Rec just gave you guys. Dan Quinn has informed teams that he's staying with the Cowboys, per sources.
Wonder if he's getting a raise from Jerry.
He's no dummy. Of course he is. Six teams requested head coaching interviews with Quinn, who decided he wanted to return to Dallas and try to win a Super Bowl. He should be a hot name again next year.
They're not winning a Super Bowl in Dallas.
They're never going to win a Super Bowl.
It's not happening.
So let me get the pen and cross out Dan Quinn's name officially.
Yep.
And now it looks like it is Flores' show to win, but you heard what Mara said about Deshaun Watson. And if Tom Flores is incredibly convicted with going and aligning himself with Deshaun Watson, then he ain't coaching the Giants. Giants need to start hustling, and they better have a couple of plan Bs.
I mean, there have to be plan Bs. There's no way that there aren't. But the last thing you want as a Giant fan is to get a subtle hire.
Yes.
Right? Let's say that Brian Flores just doesn't work out. The interview doesn't go well. He's not the guy. And then Daboll ends up going to Miami and Leslie Frazier, you know,
stays or whatever.
Because the Buffalo Bills are this close, like actually this close to being a Super Bowl viable team. And all of a sudden, the Giants are stuck, kind of standing there. Like, all right, now who are we going to get? You got to start the process all over.
Bring back Joe Judge
in the middle of this weekend. That's when it gets a little bit worrisome for the New York Giants. But just on Dan Quinn things for a brief minute, BT.
Yeah,
he resurrected his reputation, at least as we use the word reputation, with his stint in Dallas. That defense was atrocious in 2020, and in 2021. It was outstanding. Not great. They were middle of the pack, but opportunistic as far as turnovers. They would say led the league in as far as turnover differential, interceptions, all these things they led the league in. You can directly attribute, because the talent is exactly the same, to Dan Quinn's system. So he got himself back on the upward trajectory as it pertains to coaching staffs. And I can't not think about him staying in Dallas because of the potential future opportunity in Dallas if Mike McCarthy ends up faltering again, like it seems like he faltered at the end of this year.
Well, that's, I'm sure there's a good calculation on his part, and there's got to be some intel that he acquired.
Yeah,
but
it's like the devil you know versus the devil you don't, right?
True, but Sean Payton, not this year, but I don't think this year, but could be next year.
Yeah, or
Kellen Moore.
Sean could just say, I'm done.
He could say that for sure. But I mean, it's specific to Dan Quinn. If he's kind of holding cards saying, if he thinks he has good cards where maybe on the next Cowboys head coach, well, that could also be Sean Payton. It could be Kellen Moore.
But here's what you can't. Here's what you can't discount. Dan Quinn has been a head coach before, so he knows what a good job is, and he knows what a bad job or a bad situation, not
correct.
A job. I won't. You know, label the organization and the job in one, but a bad situation, because he had a horrible situation in Atlanta his third year or whatever it was, fourth year, when all those injuries came through, and it was after the Super Bowl, and it just got rough for him. And so he knows bad situations versus good situation. He's got a good situation in Dallas. Again, I don't think they're going to win a Super Bowl because I think they're flawed in little ways that matter when you get to the postseason, as we've seen. But it's a good situation in Dallas for him. And the Giants, as excited as we are, because it's local, and I'm excited as I am because I'm a huge Giant fan, it's a bad situation with the Giants. We've talked about this from the quarterback to the decision you got to make on the running back, reconfiguring the offensive line. You got to rebuild a staff. Mm-hmm. It's
getting the magnets out of the war room.
That's right.
How about that? When Joe Shane told us that they're still using magnets.
That's crazy.
Magnets. Here's my son's spelling test.
That's right. That's right.
Here's, here's the menu for Chinese takeout. And here's Dave Gettleman's magnets for the linebackers in
That's
the
right.
Big Ten.
So
oh my
at
God.
The end of the day, Dan Quinn is not, he's not desperate for a head coaching opportunity.
Uh-huh.
And so it makes sense that he would stay in Dallas.
Listen, I really, this is not personal. I mean, it never is. They cannot hire Leslie Frazier. He is 62 years old, which isn't old, but it certainly ain't young.
Feels older than it is,
yes.
But you're right.
No,
I know what you
mean.
But
62, we could still say, well, you know, you look good at 62, but until the average life expectancy actually gets away from 70 or 70, 77 or 78 for the average male, 62 is still 62.
Yes.
Okay, so he's 62. He's got a defensive background. They need some offense because it's so antiquated and broken. He's coached one playoff game in his career, lost it, and his career record is 21-32-1.
Yeah.
How do you roll out Leslie Frazier after the circus that was McAdoo, the ineptitude that was Shurmur, and whatever the hell Joe Judge left behind? You can't have Leslie ladies and gentlemen, he will provide the renaissance to this once proud franchise. Ladies and gentlemen, Leslie Frazier, everybody.
He's had a long career. Really long career.
I don't care. I know, I'm just looking at it. I know it's long. It's distinguished on some level, but you can't hire him.
With the Eagles, with the Bengals for a little bit.
Good, go back there.
Colts, Vikings, where he was assistant head coach, and then ultimately the head coach, the BT was alluding, defensive coordinator down in Tampa, and now with the Bills for the last 5 years. So
you got to make this work with Flores. You must.
Or Daboll.
Or obviously Daboll, of course. I mean, he's my first choice as well.
Man, they're just getting thin.
Dude, it's getting a little sweaty palm time here, Teague, for your team. Are they going to mess this up again?
It's funny because I don't actually feel that way, but I'm starting to feel that way, where you're getting a little bit nervous.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Teams are starting to identify their guy, and they're hiring them. The Bears were in the same situation as the Giants. They had to get a new general manager and a head coach. They've done both. The Jaguars, they didn't have a new general manager, but they needed a new head coach. It seems like they got there. Denver Broncos, they needed a head coach. They got theirs. They're going to start falling off the board really quickly. And if Miami hires Daboll, then it's really – that's when I'll get nervous. If Miami hires Daboll, that's what I'm going to say. Uh-oh, what are we doing?
Okay, 877. What's that? Oh, they just hired Daboll? Just kidding. 877-337-6666. Let's go up to Harlem. Alan checks in on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Alan? What up, Al? Oh, Alan is not ready to roll. That is Alan's bed, not ours. How about Dave Croton on the Hudson? And Dave is on the Fan. What's up, Dave?
What's happening, Dave?
Morning, guys. Love it. Big fans.
Appreciate you, man.
Congratulations. 3 weeks ago, maybe four, after the college playoffs, you heard Harbaugh was going to be available. He'd make himself available. We haven't heard his name mentioned since.
Yeah.
Is he lying in the weeds?
No, I think he used the NFL as a prop to get an extended contract or more money on his contract. Because I think beginning of last week, we started hearing that they were negotiating Michigan and Jim Harbaugh a new deal. So, you see it every year. That's why I never took it seriously with Jim Harbaugh, because every single season there's something like this that ends up getting, you know what I mean? So I didn't.
Then who are the plan Bs?
I mean, I don't know.
Thanks, Dave.
Because they haven't said so. But the plan B probably is Leslie Frazier, who's getting an interview right now. It could be Jim Caldwell, who's a veteran coach, but he's 67 years old. And so you talked about Leslie Frazier being 62. Doug.
But at least he's had success as a coach.
He has.
Head coach.
I mean, he got fired unjustly.
Unjustly from Detroit.
From Detroit, right. Whatever that was, 6 years ago, five, 6 years ago.
And his offense.
And he's an offensive-minded guy. Doug Peterson, we haven't even heard his name.
Call him.
Right? We had a caller early talk about Raheem Morris. He's starting to get his name thrown around a little bit. Brian Callahan is offensive coordinator of the Bengals. He's being mentioned a little bit. So there's names.
You can get him from the factory, Callahan Auto Parts.
Yeah, right.
We're down to our ninth choice. Look, come on out of the factory.
There's names that are out there. It's just they're
not inspiring,
with
bro.
And that's the problem.
They are not. And Giants fans need, listen, you need wins and you need stability and you need direction and you need better drafting. But you need to be somewhat galvanized by this head coach name.
And here's the interesting thing about Brian Daboll. For a week, we've been saying he's the prohibitive favorite to be hired as the New York Giants' next head coach, right? Mm-hmm. He just got inside track because Joe Shane. You go search Twitter, Dolphins Twitter, what are you getting? Brian Daboll reportedly the favorite to become Dolphins' next head coach.
Oh, yeah. No, that was popping last night.
That's right. So it's kind of... It's shifting, mm-hmm. like that great opportunity with Daboll, who has such a good quarterback mind, because we saw what he did with Josh Allen. It's now trending south as opposed to up here in the Meadowlands.
Let's get Vince in Union. Vince is on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Vince?
Hello, Tiki and Tierney. Nice to talk to you.
Likewise,
Vince.
I enjoy your demeanor and your personality is very calm, calm soothing effect.
Appreciate you,
Nobody's
man.
Nobody's ever called me calm.
You know what? You know what's funny, Vince, you say that? Because, so Sean.
He's calm.
Just a little side story. Sean Payton used to get mad at, he used to get so pissed at me because I'd be bored in the meetings. Like, he'd be doing install, and I'd be bored. Because I was like, I got it already, coach. And so one day, he's like, all right, well, you get up here and install it then. And so I was like, oh, crap. So I get up there, and I just kind of just talk my way through it, like just calmingly just install the whatever we were putting in.
On the grease board?
Yeah, on the board. Uh-huh. Greg Camella says the exact same thing to me, Vince. He goes, you're so soothing to listen to.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's annoying. You're so soothing.
I know.
If you don't know what you're talking about, it's better to be soothing about it.
That's right. Than abrasive.
If you're really abrasive, maybe you can convince people that you know what you're talking about when you don't. That's what I go for.
Good point. What do you got, Vince?
I talked to you guys. Tiki, you had said you like Daboll, you know, and I agree with you. I guess my question is, you know, Shane knows who Daboll is.
Yes.
Kind of doesn't know who Flores is, let's say.
That's right.
They're going to interview him, but does Shane, as a general manager, call the general manager at Miami and say, what is your feeling about Flores? Is that kind of done or is it not done?
Well, I mean, if there is a relationship, it is absolutely done. Now I don't know if Joe Shane has a relationship with Chris Greer down in Miami, but he's been with the Dolphins. I don't know where Greer was before he was with the Dolphins.
I think he's been there 5-6 years, right?
I think actually longer.
Maybe.
I'm looking at it now. He's 6 years. So 6 years he's been there. I don't know where he was before, so I don't know if they overlapped at all. But generally speaking, if there's a relationship, like, hey, we had a drink together, or I met you at the combine, or whatever, then yeah, you'll call up a guy and say, what's the deal? And so I think that, as you mentioned, BT, that absolutely has to happen.
Yeah.
From a Brian Flores standpoint, because it's just odd how he got fired, man. It just is.
I'm going to throw something out that is wacky.
Go ahead.
Wacky. Take this to the wacky house. Not going to happen, but one of these names I threw at you last week, mm-hmm. just to have fun. Another name I did not.
Go ahead.
So let's say this thing really sputters out of control.
So we don't get Daboll.
You don't get Daboll.
Flores doesn't feel right.
Yep, doesn't feel right.
Leslie's not. Okay, go ahead.
Morris isn't ready, or you don't want to do that, or you're not going to pay Harbaugh, which they're not.
No.
You call Rex Ryan. Now, just hear me on the other end of this.
Are you going to get his advice on somebody?
No.
Maybe yes.
No. Yeah. Hear me. Hold on. He knows how to handle the media. Okay.
Yeah.
He was successful until the GM, like Idzik, completely took his legs out from underneath him. But I'm not saying that Rex is an A-plus coach by any stretch. But what about, again, this is where it is. The combination, Rex Ryan, and you know who I think should be his OC?
Who?
Dan Orlovsky.
Oh, come on.
Why not?
You talk about loud and uncalm and like not calming conversation in a meeting room.
The guy, or maybe Orlovsky is the quarterback's coach and like some sage Yoda, some, you know, wily, you know, 60-year-old offensive, you know, mind who has no interpersonal skills that can just be the wise sage.
It's funny you
voice.
Bring up Orlovsky because I actually love his analysis.
It's too much sometimes. I half listen.
But BT, I love it because I know what he's talking about. I listen to this him break down things sometimes. I'm like, nobody knows what you just
said.
I've
checked out.
Like, you're talking Spanish, man.
Not interesting.
Not even. You're talking like Japanese, mm-hmm. something that guys people don't understand. But because I understand it,
yes,
it's actually kind of cool.
Yes, I'm sure. But, I'm sure you like it. And Keyshawn and the guys who play Ryan Clark, probably, yes. We don't like it.
Yes.
And
I agree.
Say that, you know, it's good.
You say it in jest.
Absolutely. I don't understand half of it.
Yeah, you know he's breaking down things correctly. He's not just... like throwing, you know, crap on the wall.
No, it's on point. It's just way over my head. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. 877-337-6666. How about a dark horse? I don't know. Maybe it was Rex. Lodi. Tony is on the fan with Tiki and Tierney. Tony.
How you guys doing?
Don't say Rex. Whatever you do, don't say Rex.
No, I got something good here.
All right, go ahead.
I got a blueprint for the Giants here. You know, I'm going to state the obvious. You throw the house at Sean Payton, not realistic.
Nope. Yeah.
So my next best option would be Chip Kelly.
Ooh, Chip Kelly.
When I think of Chip Kelly, two words come to mind, and that's stability and direction.
Mm. Not Riley Cooper?
Chip Kelly groomed Justin Herbert. I mean, this, you know, you can't argue with this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And then, you know, I'm thinking we give Flacco a shot for a year for the bridge quarterback. He's good with the media. He's good with New York.
He didn't groom Herbert.
Yeah, Herbert was at Oregon. Kelly was at UCLA.
Herbert. But, you
got to
look at the facts.
No, I'm kind of going through this in my own mind because so he was with Oregon, then the Eagles, then UCLA. So Chip Kelly's been away from Oregon. I could have this wrong. I don't believe he was he there with Herbert?
They were there together for sure.
Double check that. Yeah. I don't think so, but yeah. I could be wrong on that.
Yeah. And then maybe we could get Flacco to be the next Justin Herbert under Chip Kelly. That's just all I'm thinking. You know, we got to start thinking outside the box here.
I did with Orlovsky. That's where we're at, Tony.
Tony's over here clowning.
It's not at the clown stage yet by any stretch because Flores, if he's introduced, it's going to be perceived to be a borderline home
Flacco.
Run, at least at this point.
But he's talking about
Joe Flacco?
He's talking about Joe Flacco.
I don't want
is
to see Joe Flacco. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't want to see Joe Flacco do anything.
Yeah, so Chip Kelly, he's an interesting case because he was great at Oregon, as we all remember.
Oh, yeah.
It was mostly running the ball, even though it felt like he was throwing the ball all over the field.
We had Mariota.
I know, but it was mostly a rushing offense.
Yes, yes.
It was a rush-first offense. Not dissimilar to what Kyle Shanahan does. He had a show cause against him at Oregon, and he was going to fight it.
That's right.
And then
that's
he was right. like, you know that's what? Right. I can't fight this. I got 4 years, or I think it may be a 5-year show cause. So he takes the job with the Philadelphia Eagles and actually wins 10 games and does pretty well.
Yeah, first year was pretty good.
Right? And then second year was actually okay. And then it just kind of got out of control in Philadelphia.
The Riley Cooper stuff.
Yeah, but he was still under his show cause, so he couldn't go back to college.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when he goes out to San Francisco for whatever. I need a toll year.
That was bad.
So he goes and tolls a year on his career at San Francisco. His show cause has run out, and now he goes back to college, and he gets at UCLA. And I think he just signed an extension.
He did, and he's not even doing a great job there. I mean, there's been a little elevation, but and that's a hard job. It's
very,
not a really engaged fan base, blah, blah, blah. USC's always running the show out there, but that's he's not lighting the world on fire out at UCLA, that's for sure.
That's true. He did do a year on ESPN in between, so...
Yeah, that's where you go to rehab the image,
that's
you know?
Right.
And by the way, he wasn't even close to, surmised, Herbert. What did he leave Oregon in, 2012?
Yeah.
He left Oregon in 2012, and Herbert's been in the NFL 3 years.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so just to be factually correct, which we were.
Yeah.
877-337-6666. Okay, I've got a candidate. It might be too obvious. We haven't talked about him this morning. Maybe mentioned his name once. And maybe after the long, arduous search, the most obvious answer becomes the answer. What is with these fancy teases all of a sudden? I think we're back doing the national show. You got to tease. I'll tell you what that means coming up next. Tiki and Tierney on the fan. All right, Tiki and Tierney here on the fan, 877-337-6666. So let me advance this a little bit. And I'll be honest, it was not a name that I was incredibly enamored with in terms of being a real possibility for the Giants. But while I tell you, Leslie Frazier, you can't do that. You just can't. I'll tell you somebody who is, 20-something years younger, also a defensive background, but he's in your own backyard. And I know his name's been mentioned, but not seriously.
Go ahead.
Do they need to look at Patrick Graham as a real option? Like, rather than trotting in a retread, and I mean, Leslie Frazier is what he is.
Yeah.
We don't know how great Patrick Graham can be.
That's right. We don't know at all. And we know he's a smart guy. He's a Yale guy.
Yep.
And he's got familiarity with the Giants because he was previously with the Giants, too.
And the Pats.
And the Pats. And then was in Miami for only a season under Brian Flores. And then he comes back to be the defensive coordinator for the New York Giants, and they did some good things. It wasn't all great, but they had a ton of injuries over there, but he did some good things. And I think it was mostly positive for the two seasons that he was DC under Joe Judge. He also knows Brian Flores, so you got to believe that in his interview, he was asked a lot about, his previous, boss mm-hmm. and Brian Flores. It's not one I've thought about, actually, BT. I don't know. Maybe it's because I didn't see Patrick Graham as on that head coach trajectory. But he did get an interview with the New York Giants. I think that happened yesterday. Yesterday, he was interviewed. Obviously, that was an in-person interview because he's still in the building, so to speak. He's still under contract. So it was almost an easy one to do for them. But it actually might be a sneaky under-the-radar one, a fallback, if you want.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to say, should anything else not work out, and this could logically happen. If Flores isn't the guy and Daboll's getting linked to Miami now, and by the way, I kind of forgot this, Tua Tagovailoa's ascent to stardom in college football happened in Alabama with Brian Daboll as his offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. That championship where he came and saved the day against Georgia in the college football playoff championship, we all remember it, took over for Jalen Hurts. That was Daboll. They got that done.
That's
made
right.
some ridiculous reads and throws in that game that brought them back against a Bulldogs team that I think was better than them. So Daboll's got a familiarity with Tua Tagovailoa.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm Steve Ross and I'm firing Brian Flores, I'm probably firing him, and I'm firing because Tua Tagovailoa is my guy and I want to keep Tua. I'm probably looking for a guy who's excelled with Tua in college. So he might have had his sights on Brian Daboll from the very beginning, talking about Steve Ross.
I'm sorry, Teak. There's always multiple dominoes. You don't just make a move.
Yeah, right.
What am I going to do now? I mean, you've got to have some intel.
Yeah.
You've got contacts. You've got friendships. Obviously, you lean on them.
No, you don't fire a coach like Flores without having a plan.
Mm-hmm. 877-337-6666. Brooklyn Patrick is on the Fan, Teak and Tierney. Pat.
Hey, first time, short time.
Appreciate you, man.
On the new show.
Thanks, man.
Pat.
Yeah, I think Spike is priming you guys to take over afternoon drive. As I told the previous guy,
I like these hours.
Like
I like these hours. No, I like these hours.
Yeah.
And my wife says, hey, you're Brandon, home to pick up the kids?
And I can coach Little League. What's up, Pat?
Yeah.
Oh, on BT, you, Al, and Salicott ever start a podcast, it could be called Cue Ball.
It could be. I mean, we got some shiny, shiny bald heads at this place. It is crazy, no, man. Go ahead, bud.
With Dan Quinn staying on as DC,
yeah.
You know he's just gotten a guarantee from Jerry. If it's not mid-season next year, it's at the end of next season.
100%. 100%, Patrick. 100%, Patrick.
That's what's happening.
No, that's it. Absolutely what is happening. I 100% agree. Because you know what? You know where that happened? If we rethink about this, with Jason Garrett. Remember Jason Garrett was the offensive coordinator, and he was starting to get head coaching
sniffs.
Yeah, he was the assistant coach of the year, and I forget who the head coach was at that time, back with Dallas. But he could have left. He didn't. He stayed. The head coach got fired. He took over interim, and then he was head coach for 8 years.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right about that, Patrick. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, Quinn is going to be locked in there midseason or at the end of next season. And as far as Daboll goes, I kind of liked the reports I was hearing, him coming in with Ken Dorsey, who's, you know, the quarterback's coach, and him getting elevated to OC with the Giants. I kind of like that package deal, but now hearing that Josh Allen's like
lobbying
Daboll, Dorsey as my OC. So I'm hoping the Flores comes through with maybe Bill O'Brien as OC.
Pat, appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you. And listen, there's a little confusion right now for Giant fans. It's like, okay, I don't want to say that there's panic, but there's certainly a lot of directions and a lot of unknowns right now. 877-337-6666. Let's get EJ Hicksville on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney. EJ, what's up, EJ?
What's going on? What's going on, fellas? Great show, by the way. And Tiki, thanks for turning my son into a football fan. And
nice.
A fan.
No, I love that.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, so the reason I called in, it was before Tierney's tease there, but I thought Patrick Graham, you know, what do you think the Giant fan base will think about? Like, do you think they'll view that as a fallback position? Because maybe there is, like, a hot offensive coordinator that could come in and fix things up for the Giants. And then what Tiki was just discussing with Patrick from Brooklyn there, do you think maybe Kellen Moore now there – They don't view him in Dallas as a head coach.
It's a good question.
Interesting, EJ.
I think so. Kellen Moore, everybody loves, right? He just feels like that guy, right? That's going to be the head coach at some point, probably of the Dallas Cowboys. But Kellen Moore is 32 years old. You know what I mean? He's just not ready to be a head coach. I mean, maybe he is. I don't know. Sean McVay was actually head coach when he was 33 or 34. He was young as what?
Shanahan was in his 30s, right?
Yeah, but Shanahan's been growing.
No,
since he was,
I get it.
I just don't know if Kellen Moore's ready to be. And so if you're Jerry Jones, you got to keep all your options open and give yourself options with guys that are in-house. Mm-hmm. So the Patrick's point is probably very astute because – you give yourself options. If worse comes to worse, we got to fire McCarthy. Yeah, Kellen Moore is there, but man, Dan Quinn probably has more experience and probably gives us a better chance from a management standpoint, leadership standpoint of a whole team, not just an offense, to win a championship. So you give yourself the best of both worlds. Oh, and by the way, the Sean Payton carrot is also hanging out there depending on what Sean decides to do. But your point about hot offensive coordinators, the challenge with that is there aren't a ton. Nathaniel Hackett was one. We know he just got the job with the Denver Broncos. The other one, it was in Tampa with Byron Leftwich, but he just he's likely going to get the job with Jacksonville. Who's the coordinator of the Rams? I'm forgetting now. Yeah, McDonald. It's O'Connell, Kevin O'Connell from the Rams. They can't interview him until he's done with the playoffs. So that could be until, you know, after the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So it's just really challenging in short term. Eric Bieniemy's out there, but he's no longer that hot candidate because he's been the hot candidate for too long. There's just not many names out there. And Brian Callahan, who I mentioned earlier, he's the offensive coordinator for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Callahan Auto Parts, give a buzz.
But there's just not a ton.
Josh
McDaniels isn't he's not going anywhere. So, like, who are you going to grab? It's just that guy is not there right now that's just going to sneak up and be that hot offensive coordinator, because they're all either accounted for or not going anywhere.
All right. We're going to talk to Ian Rappaport coming up next here. NFL Network, get some inside scoop on all this stuff, obviously focusing on the Giants here. But I know it's not realistic, all right? And it's 99-point-whatever not going to happen, percent not going to happen. He's got too many years on his deal. Looks like he's poised to go to TV. Talking about Sean Payton, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're the Giants, what's the more palatable situation? You give up whatever it takes to get Sean Payton, draft equity-wise, despite having a real deficiency in talent, or hold on to those picks and quite conceivably hire the wrong guy again. If they mess this one up,
yeah,
and assuming that Joe Shane is going to be good, but if they mess up this duo, it turns into almost 15 years of bad football.
Yeah, I hear you. But I can't put that much emphasis on Sean Payton as my savior.
Why?
Because does Sean Payton even want to come? Look, I told you this 2 weeks ago, BT.
I don't know.
It didn't end pretty with Sean Payton here in New York. It just
didn't. It was a long time ago. So
I know
what?
It was a long time ago, but Sean Payton is not the kind of guy that forgets.
Those are two different sides of the equation, though. Would he be willing to forget? And should the Giants really make? Not mean just say, Does anybody know
cutting
Sean's going to go to TV next year?
Yeah,
call him.
But you can't
find out.
You can't.
Yes, you can.
He's under contract.
Call him.
You got to ask for.
Who cares?
But you'd have to ask permission of the New Orleans
Saints.
Call
him first.
And Gail Benson, who's a great lady,
yep,
probably would give you permission to do so.
Okay.
Because Sean retired, not because he's, I mean, part of it was because he's burnt out. He's been there for 16 seasons.
Call him.
But it's also because they're in a rebuild. Like the New Orleans Saints are going to go through a rough stretch.
They got
stretch.
Problems. Call him. Call his agent.
It's not as easy to explain.
No, this
call
is
him.
Simple. Call his agent. Hey, Joe. Hey, Mike. Hey, Willie. Hey, Tony. Hey, Ed. Does Sean have any interest in coming to coach the Giants?
I love how you simplify it. I love how you simplify it.
But
it's not that easy. It's not that easy.
Pick up the phone, call them up, get the answer. Definitively no, or, you know, there'd be a lot of hurdles to hop over, but he reveres the Giants, said if we can mend some fences and the money's right, maybe. I mean, if you get that, then you take step two. If you get absolutely not, it's okay. We did our homework. We got the answer. No.
We'll ask Ian, because I don't think so.
877-337-6666. Ian Rappaport. How viable is Sean Payton, and what are the Giants? It seems like a little bit of scramble mode. We'll get some answers next on The Fan. All right, 1146 on The Fan. Tiki and Tierney, time for the Ian Rappaport Report, brought to you by H.L. Gross Jewelers of Garden City and online at hlgross.com, by WynnBET Sportsbook, now live in New Jersey, and by Covers.com. Sports bettors, start your championship weekend at Covers.com. Winning starts here. NFL Network, obviously a must-follow on Twitter. Mr. Rappaport's back. Ian, how are you today, man?
It's a little crazy, but
I'm
okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're focused on the New York stuff here, obviously. I mean, I'm not going to use the word scrambled or desperate yet to describe the Giants' search, but you know, if Daboll is indeed leaning toward Miami, a couple of spots have been filled. They never reached out to Harbaugh. Payton is unlikely with Sean Payton, unrealistic. Like, what is your sense with where the Giants are at this moment with their search?
I think they're in a pretty comfortable place. I mean, I think, okay, you know, it's pretty obvious Brian Daboll is a strong candidate. His relationship with Hey, guys, I'm really sorry. I have to take this call.
Oh,
I'll be right back.
I'm sorry. All right, listen, take the call.
That's what happens.
Stay connected, and then you give it to us first. I mean, I know the network pays you big money, so you got to give it to them as well. Maybe we can just eavesdrop. Keep the Zoom up. Don't tell them that, you know, hey, oh, yeah, we disconnected. All right, Ian, we'll see you. Keep it up. Maybe we can get some residue.
That means the coach is getting hired as we speak, probably.
Something's happening.
All right, a lot of those guys, that's what happens. It's a... You just never know, especially at this time of year. So much is going on, and that's what he's talking about, being busy.
Yeah.
It's like, it's nothing that's imminent, but there's so much actually going on.
Oh, my God.
Which
I'll tell you, being an insider is very hard. I mean, you never get to sleep like Woj with the NBA. I think he's back. Break some news Mr. Rappaport.
No, I do not have breaking news, but I will say this is the second time this happened to me. I was on with another radio station this morning. I got a text that Matt Eberflus was going to the Bears, and I had to hurriedly hang up and send my tweet, which I did not have prepared at the time. But anyway, so
Giants.
Let's see where the Giants are. Right. So they have Brian Daboll, who they like a lot. He did a great job with Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
He would have some alignment, of course, with Joe Shane, the GM. A lot to like about him. Then there's Brian Flores in the building today. And I know Leslie Frazier is poised to interview on Friday. I believe that is still going to happen. But it feels to me, no disrespect at all to Leslie Frazier, but it feels to me like a two-man race.
Yeah.
And you're right. I think, you know, Brian Daboll is obviously, you know, he would have a lot to like in Miami. And, you know, with all due respect to Daniel Jones, I mean, he coached Tua in college. The Dolphins roster is good. They won, you know, was it 10 games last year, 9 games last year. You know, I think for the Giants, it is a possibility that they end up with Brian Flores, a guy who I know they kind of really liked at the beginning, and they could just end up with him by default. But I think if that's the case, that's a pretty good outcome.
No, I think it is an outcome the Giants fans would be happy about. In fact, when he first got fired, that's all my friends were saying. Give me Brian Flores. There's no reason he shouldn't be a head coach. He's got experience and he's had success. You know, outside of the Giants, but just in general, but specific to the Giants as well, it feels like at some point it gets urgent for a team to hire the coach that they want, right? Brian Daboll was highly considered the favorite for the Giants, at least by our estimation, early in this process. Now you watch Dolphins Twitter, it's like he's imminent to be the Dolphins head coach. At what point from any team does that? And I don't think that's actually true. That's just what Dolphins Twitter is saying.
Yeah.
At what point does a team start to say, man, we just got to pull a trigger on somebody?
I mean, that's kind of why these all happen. Like, you know, I think the Broncos wanted to hire Nathaniel Hackett probably a couple of days ago, but it's like, well, let's talk to him. Let's see. Maybe want to interview someone else. And then all of a sudden he schedules with the Jaguars. He's supposed to fly in today. And then it's like, okay, let's just offer him the job because we're not going to let him get on the plane.
Yeah.
It's like anything else. You do it when you have to. So then the Broncos hire Hackett, right? So then Dan Quinn is out obviously in Denver. And then he's like, well, let's make a decision on Chicago. And then Chicago chooses Matt Eberflus. Okay, well, that's obviously important. So he goes to Chicago, and then Eberflus was a top contender for the Jaguars, and then maybe the Jaguars will end up hiring Byron Leftwich today. I mean, these things happen when they have to.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if you're the Dolphins right now, and you know that, you know, Brian Daboll may have a shot at the Giants job, like this would be when you would try to hire him.
Yeah.
I mean, so, this would be the move. If you're the Dolphins, this today would be the day.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me. We're talking to Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, here on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney.
Now, so much of who you hire as a head coach, Ian, is all about who they're going to hire. Like, what's the staff going to look like? And for Brian Flores specifically, we know what the question marks are, like the things that make you a little bit concerned. One, that he got fired after winning 8 of 9 games this past season, and having two pretty good seasons down there. But it was about communication. He also went through 3 offensive coordinators: Chad Osay, and then I forget who we fired in the interim, and then he, you know, Studisville and another.
He's got George Godsey.
Yeah, Godsey is the OC's now, and Patrick Graham was only there for a year. Is a little bit of concern about his staff makeup and why it's had so much turnover. Who would he hire? You know what I mean? Like, is that an MO that's out there about him that's not good?
Yeah, I would say the, you know, relationships in the office are definitely something that's going to be examined. It's going to be part of the interview today, and it should be. You know, I think if you're Brian Flores, and, you know, he hasn't had a lot of time to reflect on this because it's only been a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But he has reflected a lot. And I think, you know, everyone in Miami probably knew in like early December that the relationships weren't good. I know there are a lot of things, a lot of moves they all made to try to make that better. More meetings with Flores and the GM, more meetings with the president, kind of, you know, working on improving their relationship. So it's definitely something he's aware of. And I think the staff, you know, certainly is a focus as well. As far as his offensive coordinator, I would say he has a couple options. I don't know for sure which one it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be George Godsey from the Miami Dolphins, although we'll see. But yeah, I mean, how well he learned from the tough situation in Miami is definitely a question. But I would also say this. I happen to like Brian Flores a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's very direct. He's very honest. He doesn't mess around, and he doesn't mind telling you the truth to your face. That is not for everyone.
Yeah.
I like it.
Works in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it works for us
in New York, and I would say this: Joe Shane is a very nice man, but he is not shy. And when you tell him something to his face, he doesn't take offense and he doesn't cower.
Okay.
I think he will handle it very well.
Nice. All right, so final thing. We're talking to Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, here on Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. Let's just say, all right, let's say Daboll does go to Miami. Let's say that the Giants are not satisfied with Flores' explanation of whatever went awry in Miami, okay? I mean, is it, and I know you mentioned Frazier before, and he's a great football man, but I don't think you can hire Leslie Frazier. That's just my opinion. At that point, if those things happen, is it really just a two-man race between Frazier and Patrick Graham? I mean, is there anybody else that they can hire?
Yeah, I mean, they could, yeah, they could open up the search.
I mean, what are they going to, by St. Paddy's Day, they're going to name a coach?
Well, I mean, look, I want these all over very, very badly. Because
sure.
It's stressful and yeah. It's been a long couple weeks.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. These are just days. It's like when the Broncos were considering, you know, maybe we want to wait for Kevin O'Connell. Like to me, like just 5 days out of a lot of days. So if you want to wait, just wait. Now, I don't think the Giants are going to get to that point. To me, like if you put Brian Flores in a room with someone like, and if you put Brian Flores in a room with someone and he's not dynamic enough to capture you, that would surprise me. Mm-hmm. He's very good. Certainly in that situation, he's very good. Also a very good coach. So I would be surprised if that happens. But to me, if you have to open up the search, like that's okay. It's just days. The most important thing is to get the next coach get the best coach for the next.
Okay. But who do you open it up to?
Yeah. Who are those names?
Who do you call?
All right. Let's say that these names are not, you know, are not someone they're going to have. Let's say it's not going to be Leslie Frazier or Patrick Graham or Brian Flores. Then, you know, you start looking at some of the other candidates who interviewed other places. Kevin O'Connell would be one. Bieniemy got one interview this time. I think he would be another one. I got my big board behind me. nice. You know, some of the names on there.
Yeah. Magnets.
Kellen Moore, it's not magnets, it's a whiteboard. Kellen Moore, the Cowboys offensive coordinator. You have Raheem Morris with the Rams. You know, that would be another one. I mean, there are coaches, and I would say this, like, I will never forget. I've carried this with me a long time. When the Arizona Cardinals struck out on hiring Mike McCoy, just couldn't hire him because the Chargers closed. They said, you know what, let's just bring in one more. We'll just hire Bruce Arians. and that worked out pretty good. So. Yeah. I've done this for a long time. I focused on, I feel like, as much as anyone, and I have no earthly idea what makes a successful hire or not. Background seems to be, it's all seems to be random. So I hope the Giants hire someone, and I think Brian Flores is a good shot. But even if they have to open it back up, I think they'll probably be okay.
All right, man. We know you're busy. And I asked about the magnets because Joe Shane told us yesterday that the Giants war room was still magnets. Magnets, dude. Magnets.
Well, maybe that'll be test. Among the things that they'll modernize.
Yes. You know? Yes. Probably start there. Ian, good stuff, buddy. Appreciate the report. Get back in the trenches. We know you're hustling. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Coming up, so we had Joe Shane on the show yesterday, and we'll keep going with the phones for sure, 877-337-6666. I want to play an exchange that we had with Joe on our show, not the press conference, but when he was with us, and I want to do a little investigative dig and see if maybe something can change. It'll make sense in a moment. Tiki and Tierney on The Fan up until 2. That is Courtney Roberts coming up.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.